right where you belong. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep all of us on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with schools throughout Winnipeg and train teens to rebuild bikes from scratch. We offer bike shop services year-round at the Thursday afternoon open shop and in the summer at our Wrench Forks kiosk. We train mechanics of all ages in learning programs at our 1057 Logan shop and partner sites. And we give away hundreds of kids' bikes every year. To learn more or become a volunteer, visit us at thewrench.ca.
Okay.
Because I wanted to give a variety. And she does make music. It is not maybe... It's not like attempting to be feminine in tone, but it's definitely gay camp music. It sounds to me... Like, it's been stuck in my head since I heard it, like, last week. It's so good. Divine, unfortunately, passed away at 42, but I think she could have made, like, a bunch of club bangers. It's got to number 8 in Australia. And it was written by a guy named Jeff Dean of the band Modern Romance, who's actually going to show up later on.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm just going to play it and see what people think. It's called You Think You're a Man.
All right, let's hear it.
You're welcome.
And you're on.
All right. So our next artist, I feel like most people will know if they know anything about drag, is RuPaul. RuPaul is known as the queen of drag, is pretty much the modern drag queen, has put out 16 albums of music and 31 in total if you count soundtrack and remix albums. Was on Time Magazine's 2017 list of 100 most influential people. Has been performing since 1982 and is 65 years old and is still doing drag. So, yeah, has been performing for a really long time. I did not pick what people would think is the most classic song, so that would be the first song, Supermodel, or the first song from the show, which is Cover Girl. I picked Call Me Mother because that's my favorite one. Hmm. And there's also a really good performance from So You Think You Can Dance if you want to see a video performance of people like really working it to this song. So this is Call Me Mother by RuPaul from the album American. I think it's from 2016 because RuPaul apparently was influenced by the 2016 election for this album. I don't really see it when I hear the song, but apparently RuPaul was influenced by it. So this is a Call Me Mother. Guess who back in the house? Heels click clack in a bound. Fine, fresh, feminine style to 11. I'm divine, so heavenly. Gentlemen, sweat, nips, downs, cross the board, no doubt. Body like wow. She about to end this trap. Teddy so plentiful, fishy queen. Jezebel should be criminal. Don't make sense for a bitch to be this in doubt. Rock to the side. What is that sound? Watch me drop, drop, drop.
Miss Automatic Supersonic, I'm a Sassatron, and I ain't looking up to anyone, the cam's alone. And I'm ready to shake the jelly when the jelly's on. The kind of thing that all the fellas make advances on. I'm only getting out of bed for 20 million. I get your camera phone, cause in a minute I'm about to be on.
Here come that girl, uh-oh, shit, what I get. Well, that's the brand I'm hustling. Plus, she can make shot callers.
Get run over.
None of these bitches is county like blue. Clocking your chickens, I'm fucking they blue. Running my business, is balls coming through. Where I step in, you know where what it do. Y'all know where what to do. None of these bitches is fucking with me. Running my businesses, don't even witness. When I step in, they know where what it do. When I step in, they know where what it do. Yeah, bitch, she done already done had her. She been done had hers.
And you're on.
Okay, so our next song is by a finalist from the most recent season of Drag Race. So I call that last section for me was more like classic queens. This is what I would call the talent show / finale performances section. These are both really short songs. They're both like a minute and a half or less, but I really like them as like walking sort of bops. They're not like super like lyrically dense or like what you'd call like great poetic songs, but I really like them both. This one's by Nini Coco. It's called Stimulate, and I think it's good on its own, but it's really great too if you watch her finale performance. She's an amazing dancer. Nobody thought she was going to get to the finals, or my brother did apparently, but nobody else in my house thought she was going to get to the finals, but she pulled out this amazing dance routine, and the song I think is amazing. I've been listening to it over and over, but yeah, this song is called Stimulate, and it is by Nini Coco.
Automate. Concentrate. Imitate. Calculate.
It is time to get to work.
Clock in, clock out, then submit it. Concentrate, don't ever quit it. You'll forget you ever did it. Keep your body at attention. Seek perfection and precision. Emotion is inefficient. Vision.
Okay, and the next one is actually a talent show performance. They have a talent show usually in each season of Drag Race by Mirage, who actually was a second out on this season. She made it through 4 episodes, but by the way the show works, she was the second person out. I thought this performance was really good. It works well as a song on its own, but again, the video makes it very much better because it's a very kinetic performance. She's wearing lucite heels, so she does a lot of clacking with them. You don't get that in the song, you get that in the video, but again, the song by itself, I think it works well enough that especially for a minute long bop, especially when you're like a walking song is really good. A lot of drag songs are good for walking down the street. If you're trying to get somewhere especially fast, you're trying to do gay walking. Drag songs are really good for gay walking, and this is especially one of those. So this is She's Such a Bitch by Mirage.
You think I'm a bitch? Well, you're not that wrong. I put your man in a leash.
I put your man in a leash.
Because all men are dogs. I'm kind of a bitch. Yeah, the boys all know.
The boys all know.
Can I say ya, the queen of mean, maldita perra.
She's such a bitch. What a bitch. She's such a bitch.
Cause I'm not that nice and I'm not your sis. The queen of me. Go ahead, get rude. Call me a I'll call you a dude. Chill, I never put my hands on you. I'll call up Anitra, she'll chop you in two. She's such a bitch. She's such a bitch.
Okay, so compared to those ones, this next one is kind of long, but I think it's an important one. This next section is Broadway sort of musical songs. This is a song from Hairspray, the 2007 one, but it's also related to Divine again, because Divine popularized the role of Edna Turnblad because she was in the original movie by John Waters. But I picked the one that is more like important to me because it came out in 2007 when I was 12 and I really, really liked it. So this has got John Travolta in it, in drag again. And I really liked this movie because we got a fat character and her, like a lot of times when you get characters that are fat as the main character and Edna as well, Tracy and Edna, their only a plot point is that they're fat. She also gets the plot point as that she's trying to desegregate the Corny Collins show. I know it's not that's not really about drag, but I think it's an important part of the movie. I think it's actually a really important movie just in general, not just for the drag part. John Travolta, he's kind of doing a weird voice in the movie. He's not really doing John Travolta voice like you'd expect in Grease. He's kind of doing what you like middle-aged mom voice. So it's an interesting song. It's like 5 minutes long, but it's good. So this is Welcome to the 60s.
I haven't left this house in years.
Then isn't it time you did?
Oh, no, Tracy. We'll have your father meet with him. I don't want to be seen like this. The neighbors haven't seen me since I was a size 10. Don't make me do it, Tracy.
Ma, it's changing out there. You'll like it. People who are different, their time is coming.
Hey, Mama, look around. Everybody's grooving to a brand new sound. Hey, Mama, follow me. I know something's in you that you want to set free. So let go.
It's been years since someone asked me to dance.
So let go, go, go the past now. Say hello to the light in your eyes. Yes, I know that the world's been advanced now, but you gotta run the race to win the prize.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Go, Mama, go, go, go. Welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Mama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Go, Mama, go, go, go.
Shining star. Fantastic to meet you. I'm Mr. Pinky.
It's so nice to meet you.
Tracy, is this your older sister?
Flattery will not distract Miss Turnblad's agent.
54 double D, triple
E. I hit the mother load!
Hey, baby, look at me. I'm the cutest chickie that you ever did see. Hey, Tracy, hey, baby, look at us. Where is there a teen that's half as fabulous?
Go,
go, go, the past now. Say hello to this red carpet brown. Yes, I know.
let the world spinning fast now. Tell Lola Brigida to step aside. Your mama's working in the 60s.
Okay, so our next song is also from, it actually was a movie before it was a musical, which is a little rare, but it's from Kinky Boots, which I really enjoyed when I saw, and I saw it when I was like 10, because it came out when I was like 10. It's a musical about a guy who, his dad runs a shoe company, and he works for the shoe company, and then he ends up seeing a drag show, and they don't have shoes that work for them, because they're doing drag, like, they're, like, drag queens, and because they have, like, male feet, they're wearing women's shoes, and they're not sturdy enough to hold them up, and so they are like, we really want sturdy shoes. Can you make us sturdy shoes? And that's why it's called Kinky Boots, because they're like, he's like, I don't know. So this, the queen Lola convinces our main character to make shoes for him, and she's like, and they partner up, and it's a whole like, this cis white man learns to be an ally, basically. It actually was written by, again, Jeff Dean, the guy who wrote the Divine song, wrote Kinky Boots, the musical. And Harvey Fierstein also worked on the musical, who was in Hairspray. So there's a bunch of connections here. So this is Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie. And Lola is played by Chiwetel Ejiofor. I'm sorry if I pronounced that not great. I'm doing my best. And he does a really, really good job. And also the song is a bop. So yeah, this is Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie by Lola in the musical.
Why am I leaving you? I'm afraid in this life, Lola has always been drawn to the most exciting, the most daring, the most sexy. There is tell of a mystical place north of here called Northampton. Exciting because it contains a rather fabulous new factory. Daring because it's run by a man brave enough to recognize that a factory is its people, not its bricks. And sexy. Well, because now I work there. The craftsmen of fantasy, for ladies, gentlemen, and those of you who are yet to make up your minds, tonight I give you the Kinky Boot Factory! Yes, sir. Andy told you Andy was us. And in the chorus, but I will give you one more chance.
All right, and we've got one more song. This is another RuPaul. It's not by RuPaul, but it's from the show. This is a song that was created on the show. It is pretty much a classic of anyone who has watched the show. It is pretty much also the most classic season of anyone who's watched the show. It's from All Stars 2. All Stars seasons are different than regular seasons. They take anybody who is not won on the base on the regular season, and they'll bring them back as a second chance, basically. So this song is called Read You Wrote You. And they took the final four contestants from All Stars 2, which was Alaska, Detox, Katya, and Roxy, and they put them in a group. Well, there's only four of them, so they didn't really put them in a group. And they're like, okay, you each write a verse, and we'll put the chorus, and that's the song. So they are basically, in their outfits, are putting together the meme, Gays Going to Brunch, because Alaska is in an all-black outfit, but she's also painted blue. Detox has pink pigtails and a black outfit. Katya, her whole thing is that she's like a Russian sort of sex worker, so she's sort of dressed like that. And Roxy is in a skin-toned bodysuit. And everyone's verse is like ranging from mid to great to Roxy's is so bad that everyone thinks it's the best. So this is basically the classic of the show, Read You Wrote You.
To ask ya, who's that bitch that's on the top? Oh wait, that's me. Hey pork chop, you're born naked, the rest is drag, but your face just needs a paper bag. Give me a challenge and I'll crush you all, changing the game like my name's RuPaul. Line them up front to back, I'm sending bitches home like a heart attack. Mess with me and you'll wind up in a casket. I'm Dorothy, your Toto, get in the basket. I'll read you down beneath the ground. Could you hold my purse while I snatch the crown? Legacy, remember my name, cause you're gonna see me hanging in the Hall of Fame.
You've been read.
I'm the one.
car, need a pink hearse. I ain't saying I'm the best, but I ain't the worst. You see me shining, I'm trying to take this prime time. I see you whining and crying, take that to lifetime. So epic, that is poetic, I spit it on a dime. I'm ready, you look pathetic with that nerdy rhyme. You can't stand me, I don't blame you. If Bruce's number one, I'm number two. You disagree? Well, that's on you. Eyes on the chalkboard, I spell it out for you. D to the E to the T to the O to the whole dude. X. They on me, can't believe these hoes to the crown. Next.
Told ya, now I read ya.
You've been read.
You what you like. I'm full of tricks, baby, just like on Halloween. A room full of monsters and it makes me wanna scream. I have to get us right so you don't waste your time. Not like my comedy, I'm killing on this rhyme.
I'm gonna show you what I can do. You're going crazy and seeing to it's not my fault. You can't blame my game on these other hoes, but they're all the same.
You've been read.
All right, so that's it for me. I hope that you are going to give some drag queen music a chance now. Try out some stuff from some Rue Girls. Try out some stuff from some non-Rue Girls, some Broadway stuff. And yeah, and listen to the U of W music station. Thanks and have a nice day.
Awesome. That was Sophia. Thank you again for coming on for Pride Radio Marathon, the fourth annual. We're going to keep on rolling here on CKW 95.9 FM. More to come.
You're listening to Make Punk on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, home of the CKUW Pride Radio Marathon. I'm your transgender host, Megan. We're going to take a deep dive into queer music as usual, but in the special Make Punk episode for the Pride Radio Marathon, I'm going to introduce you to a wicked new band that I've had on repeat for most of this month. Earlier this month, I was doomscrolling awful news and critical situations in the world of the old internet, and for once, my Explore feed delivered. I was filtering through a load of influencers, garbage ads, and video stuff I could not possibly care less about when I saw a video tile with the bold outline lettering and block text saying, "Their blood," and figured, well, this looks cool, so I hit it. On the screen pops up Denise, a band who formed in 2023 in Toronto, Ontario. When I tell you I was gripped, I can't even state how stoked I was. Immediately searched them out and have been listening to their dark, emotional, and melodic music obsessively ever since. Denise was an idea that began in coastal Newfoundland in late 2022 into 2023 after a series of long, extended improvised jams. They say most ideas were tossed, with only the only surviving idea eventually becoming the track "Weeper" from Guilt of Canada album. In their own words directly, "Their Blood" is a song about your vampiric landlord living off of your labor while they do nothing of value to society. Understandable to rent out your basement to make ends meet, but some mid-40s guy in sweatpants with a gold chain owning six super divided up houses in a blue-collar neighborhood, you're a parasite. You're just in the way. And also, it's about walking home very alone, very late at night, and being visibly queer and unafraid of being seen. Allowing yourself to be yourself. Here's Denise with "Their Blood."
what's yours.
Some members of Denise having known each other for the better part of 20 years and some members only a year or two. Multiple members have been in smaller projects. The current iteration of Denise shares a rhythm section with Toronto psych rock heavyweight Silks, but additionally Oshawa prog rock band Yor and Toronto indie rock Ya No Casino. In their words, imagine Brooklyn black metal experimental legends Liturgy and CanCon genius Alanis Morissette started a supergroup together. This would be the making of Denise. Then add in some subterranean bass lines, distorted as hell, and that's us. They go on to say, this entire record is a reflection of people fighting with each other to find peace. And the songs tell that story. By the time we get to Jonathan Kotchuk's Roiling in Gloom, we've been so angry for so long that we finally find some resolution, hopefully. The last three songs are very much about the end and moving forward. I Am So Proud of You ties it all up, Under the Waves. When asked about the inspirations for the next track I'm playing, Giver, they said, do you know someone who just needs you to do everything for them? Drive them around, buy things for them, walk them through every conflict and every trauma. I think we've all had and been that person. The song is about breaking the F up with the patronizing cycle finally. Here's Denise with Giver.
If I could
So take
with a very recent release of the new album You Coward that was three years in the making, just released this past Friday, Denise is very excited for their new album release show on July 3rd in Toronto at the Monarch Tavern. They're very excited about the lineup and their reaction to the album so far. They don't have tours planned yet, but they're looking at some larger shows out of province in the near future. Be sure to check out Denise as a Band on Instagram, check the link in their bio, look up Denise as a Band on Elastic Stage, and get some physical media for your collection. I've got my pre-order for a vinyl copy of You Coward, and it's going to blow the speakers out of my antique cabinet. Here's Denise with one more track, Tongue of God. That was Denise from Toronto. Check out their Instagram, Denise is a band, and hit all the links. Keeping it with a Toronto, Ontario theme, going back into history in the queer music, we're looking at Jackie Shane, who's an American soul and rhythm and blues singer who was most prominent in the local music scene of Toronto, Ontario in the 1960s. Considered to be a pioneer transgender performer, she was a contributor to the Toronto sound and is best known for the single Any Other Way, which was a regional top 10 hit in Toronto in 1963 and a modest national chart hit across Canada in 1967. From a young age, Jackie Shane knew she was different from other children her age. Shane was fairly confident, quickly developing a self-identity that would later influence her individuality, emphasizing her personal uniqueness. Femininity was one of the ways that Shane expressed herself, wearing dresses and growing out her hair. Makeup was also prominent in her appearance. To embody femininity, Shane also mimicked mannerisms and posture cues, drawing inspiration from popular actresses Mae West. Unlike many children and even adults, Jackie Shane was sure of herself and her outward expression of femininity that she presented within her physical appearance. Shane does not take recognition for her self-assuredness, but credits it to her mother, Jackie Shane, and her grandmother, as they both accepted her, as well as supported Shane through her early self-discovery. Here's Jackie Shane with the ever-popular Any Other Way.
Here you come again, and you say that you're my friend, but I don't know why you're here. She wants to know how. There he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I will be.